Hello and welcome to the Sports Desk. I'm John. As you may know, Brian is away on a jolly this week, so I'm filling in. First, we have soccer. Stourbridge have signed former player Brad Birch from Worcester City. The City skipper returns to the War Memorial Ground on dual registration after bagging 7 goals in 27 appearances for his hometown club. It also means the Glass Boys have bolstered their midfield options ahead of tonight's clash at Witton Albion. Birch spent the whole of last season with the Glass Boys, making 33 appearances in all competitions, before establishing himself as a popular figure for Worcester after a summer switch. Worcester manager John Snape at the Worcester News said, "I had numerous conversations with clubs linked to Brad, but the gut feeling was he wanted to see out the season with us. That has changed over the past couple of days. He feels he wants to test himself at a higher level, and his former club has given him the opportunity to do that. As disappointed as I am to lose him, I wish him well at Stourbridge." Stourbridge hearts were broken and promotion hopes were dented by a last-gasp penalty at Stourton Park. The hosts took on Sheffield Tigers, looking for revenge after losing to the visitors earlier in the season. But the Northerners started the brighter and dominated the opening minutes of the match. Against the run of play, Stour scored first with a try for Phil Bowden after Josh Trinham stole the ball on the right. Rob Ford added the extras. Sheffield hit back and James Broadley ran past missed tackles to score wide in the right. More poor defending allowed Edward Simmons to power over and put the Tigers in the lead. The rest of the half was played out in the middle third of the pitch. Stour's pack had the upper hand, but there was no way of getting through and the score remained unchanged to be 7-10 at half-time. Stour regained the lead after the restart with their familiar catch-and-drive tactics. Tries in the increasingly heavy snow for Nick Murphy and Steph Thorpe with a conversion from Forbes did the damage, but Tigers never looked a beaten side. They regained a 1-point lead with tries for Simmons and Matthew Adcock to set up a gripping finale. The hosts were dealt a further blow when a mistake by Joe Heatley gave possession to Sheffield and Tom Farrell capitalised with a wide try on the right. On 75 minutes, Stour pressure, driven by the introduction of Rob Petty, paid off with a try for Mark George and a conversion from Forbes. With 5 minutes to go, all Stour had to do was hold on for a 1-point win. But with 80 minutes on the clock, they conceded a penalty 22 metres out and Ferrell slotted home. Final score, Stourbridge 26, Sheffield Tigers 28. In boxing, Midlands middleweight champion Tyler Denny prepared for the Dudley fight night. The reigning Midlands middleweight champion will return to action when professional boxing comes to the venue in Dudley next month. Fight night has been scheduled for Saturday, April the 7th, and the six-fight card comes 10 months on from when the paid pugilist last performed under the lights, writes Craig Birch. Area boss Tyler Denny, Kane Baker, Les Byfield, Ryan Stewart Davis, Danny Ball and Hamza Ali will occupy the home corner after the first bell. Denny laces on the gloves for the first time since his title glory on September the 30th of last year, outpointing Tom Stokes for the vacant strap. Ruthless has now set his sights on the English crown, currently held by Elliot Matthews, but will first keep busy in a six-round contest. The 26-year-old from Rowley Regis has utilised his southpaw skills to the tune of 7 points victories from 9 pro contests, with 2 draws. Brummy Baker from Bartley Green has been hitting the road since his last fight in the West Midlands at the venue where he has racked up 3 of his 5 victories as a pro. Baker, 27, has boxed at the famed York Hall in London twice and at the SSE Hydro in Belfast, Northern Ireland, against the likes of Conor Benn, Gary Cully and Sanjeev Sota. Tividales Davis used the moniker Stewart, his middle name, under instruction from the British Boxing Board of Control. He's undefeated in four bouts, with one technical knockout to his name. There's already two other Ryan Davises boxing professionally, the second having to change an alias of R.P. Davis to avoid confusion. R.P. Davis has now retired on medical grounds after complications following a brain scan. Ryan Davis remains active, though. King Swinford's ball has a couple of first-round two technical knockouts to his credit, just four outings into his professional journeys. Durable campaigners MJ Hall and Chris Jenkinson have gone the distance with a 21-year-old, but Martin Carbell and Paul Cummings were both wiped out early. Warsaw's Ali has moved up to featherweight after debuting at super bantamweight, but at nearly 6 feet, should still stand as an imposing figure. The experienced and slippery Anwar Afaidi needed all of his guile to stay in there with Ali, who kept him at range off with the jab to record an over-the-distance success. Denny, Davis and Byfield all feature over six, with Baker, Ball and Ali taking part in the four-rounders. Tickets priced at £35 or £50 ringside with waitress services are still available by calling 07976 283 157. Alternatively, contact any of the boxers in the home corner on Facebook. That's all for this week. Brian should be back fully refreshed at the sports desk next week. So it's goodbye from John.